Abbess Margin could hold herself back no longer. She leapt forward, shaking a clenched paw.
You filthy Dibbon thief! It was you!
Before they could be stopped, Oakheart's wife, Dymphnia, and Django's wife, Firm, were yelling at the Sable Queen.
What have you done with our babes, you wicked scum?
Give us our little ones back! How could you do such a bad thing?
Whilst he felt sorry for both mothers, Granby rounded on the pair, muttering fiercely.
Shut up, both of ye. It's not doing any good insulting a vermin queen like that. You'll only bring more trouble on the little ones. Leave it to Buckler. He knows what he's doing.
They fell back and were comforted into silence by Sister Fumbrel and some mole wives. Buckler felt that the vermin had got the better of that exchange. This set him to try another tactic. He called out challengingly.
How do we know you've got the young'uns? Where's your proof?
The ravagers brought forward three large sacks, which on a signal from Valea they turned out. The little widderspike hog maid, Jinty, Tassie the redwall squirrel maid, and Aoife the baby leveret, tumbled forth, blinking in the sunlight. Skipper ground his teeth, whispering to Sister Fumbrel.
Keep their mothers out of sight. Don't let them see the littlins. I beg you, marm.
Diggs moved swiftly up alongside Buckler.
Let's find out what the rotters do when they see we've got one of their crew. What?
It was a standoff. Buckler realised he would have to take the gamble. He nodded.
There's nothing else we can do. Try it, mate.
Grabbing Gripchun roughly, Diggs hauled him up onto the battlements. Buckler shouted.
This is one of yours, Gripchun, I believe. Harm any one of those babes and he'll pay.
Swilt whispered to one of the ravagers, who passed the word on to some others. The tall Sable called to the prisoner on the wall top.
Gripchun, friend, how would you like me to free you from these creatures?
The ferret's head bobbed rapidly.
Aye, sir, I'd like that.
Swilt was smiling as he raised his paw, then let it drop suddenly. There was a buzzing noise like several angry hornets as three arrows zipped out from the hoard. One went wide, but the other two found Gripchun. He gave a startled gurgle, then went limp. Falling from Dig's grasp, he hurtled from the battlements to the path in front of the main gate. The three little captives were swiftly returned to their sacks. On the wall tops, most of the defenders were ducking below the parapet, fearing further arrows would follow, but none came. Swilt had a brief whispered conference with Valea. Then he drew his broadsword, signalling a retreat.
We will be back here before too long. Do not try to follow or discover where Althea lies. It would be very sad for your young ones if you did.
Buckler tore down the wall stairs and unbarred the main gate, calling to Diggs, who had followed him.
Bar the gate behind me. Stay in here. That's an order, Subaltern.